But let's begin this hour. We discussed this early in the program that Mark Zuckerberg and the fine folks from Facebook had a two-day summit here in the great city of Chicago. It concludes today. It's called the Facebook Community Summit. And essentially, they're inviting 300 leaders of Facebook groups from 34 different states for these workshops on how to make their Facebook groups not only, I guess, better for them individually, but able to contribute more to our society, our country, and the world. It's no secret that Mark Zuckerberg may be harboring some future ambitions regarding public office.
Yeah, these are like a little, these are really town hall meetings when you get down to it. But I see what he's trying to do. And earlier we took a call and the gentleman said, well, are they going to get rid of Terminate the Republicans and their Facebook page? But they don't want to do that either. They want to make it safe, but they also still want to keep it wide open as well, I would imagine.
Well, I don't think you should ever advocate assassination or what have you. I'm not sure that that's, they're saying politically, Terminate the Republicans. And just to be fair, there's also a Facebook group, much smaller albeit, called Terminate the Democrat Party. So yeah, people are going to use Facebook and social media to grind their own axe. I get that.
The Democrats, they have a bigger presence on Snapchat.
Commissioner Richard Boykin of Cook County is a man who kind of reached out to Mark Zuckerberg previously trying to make Facebook safer. We had a couple of horrific events here in Chicago where crimes were actually...
Yeah, they were posted up live. They were Facebook Live. And that was the thing. This, you really started to hear about this once that was there. There was that Go Live button as a Facebook option, and then things got kind of muddy.
And the commissioner, I think much to his credit, this is something I think everybody can get behind, wanted to make Facebook aware of the numerous problems they were having and at least give customers or advocates, users of Facebook, a chance to alert Facebook that something very bad is happening live. Okay, that's enough of introduction. Let's welcome back to the program Commissioner Richard Boykin. Did you find these workshops yesterday to be useful? And what are we expecting today, Commissioner?
Look, let me tell you, Big John and Ray, I thought it was incredible that Mark Zuckerberg would pick Chicago to announce he's changing the mission of Facebook, where he was originally connecting people. Now he's concerned about more connecting communities. One of the things that I found quite interesting is that he said we can no longer wait on government to solve problems in our communities. We got to have community residents strengthened, stand up, connected so that they can begin to solve the problems while not waiting on government. And I had an opportunity to take him on a tour of Inglewood, one of the most violent neighborhoods of all 77 in the city of Chicago. I grew up in Inglewood. I'm proud of the community. We took him on a tour. He saw vacant lots, blighted buildings, and all sorts of things. But then he met some incredibly wonderful people. He met students at Urban Prep Inglewood, where we had a round table discussion that lasted for almost 2 hours, where he engaged the students in dialogue. They, of course, asked him questions about how he became how he founded Facebook and all of that, and he was very candid with them. But he was more interested in learning from them and walking in their shoes and understanding their challenges related to gun violence and poverty and hopelessness and joblessness, things of that nature. And then we went to Kusana's Cafe in Inglewood, where we met with another about 100 community residents who were there. He engaged them for more than an hour. So we had a chance to spend about 4 hours with him yesterday, and I traveled with him from the hotel to Urban Prep, and then, did the tour with him as well. So,
do you get the sense, Commissioner Boykin, that this guy's eye on the White House is his next stop?
Quite frankly, I don't think so. I think he's a humble man. He's one who is thoughtful, serious about, making the world a better place and using his platform as Facebook to actually figure out how do we strengthen the lives of people.
Talking to Commissioner Richard Boykin this morning here on Double the Outs, right?
Yeah, I get that social media is here to stay, but I mean, there's a whole faction of people out there, Commissioner, that would say that his social media platform gives way for these gangs, gives way for violence to take kind of an approach of look what we're doing out here in the neighborhood. I mean, so you know, while he can try to clean it up, a lot of people would argue that this thing all just feeds the fire.
Well, let me tell you, he's doing everything that he can. We talked about the Facebook Live stuff and some of the atrocities that have been, streamed live on their murders and suicides and stuff. But he reminded me that he's hired 3,000 people on top of the 4,500. And he also said, look, in this partnership, we're going to continue to dialogue. We're going to continue to find ways to make sure that we protect kids from harmful content. But, you know, Rich, we've changed our mission, and we did it here in Chicago. And the first neighborhood that we visited after announcing our change in mission was Inglewood.
Well, I commend him for that. I certainly would like to see those neighborhoods improved. Commissioner, I know that we can't talk about this now because of time, but I know you're starting a rugby program or helping to start a rugby program. We want to get involved in that, so we'll have you back to discuss that further, okay?
Thank you very much. I appreciate you all.
Take care. There's Richard Boykin, Cook County Commissioner, joining us here on WDLS.
You know, I get what he's saying, and it's a start in a state and in a town that's getting beat up in the press all the time. For Facebook to come here and kind of go over this, it makes at least it gives a good spin.